I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. It was the early 1980s, and a late-night performed live comedy show would air nationally on ABC called Fridays.
Live from the Los Angeles Basin, it's Fridays! Starring Mary Edith Burrell and special guest star, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Fridays was so hot for a time that it was beating Saturday Night Live on NBC in the ratings each weekend. One of the cast members of Fridays joins me as guest on the Friday feature interview. I'm thrilled about this, by the way, folks. Good morning, Mary Edith Burrell.
Hi, Paul. Nice to be here.
Mary Edith, we could easily do an interview just dedicated to the cast of the show, which included the first time many audiences saw Michael Richards, who went on to become Kramer on Seinfeld. Seinfeld co-creator and star of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, still going today, Larry David. Melanie Chertoff, numerous roles she was involved in, and then she did some voice acting for the animated Rugrats series. But instead, I want to get your knowledge and experience with some of the weekly musical guests that appeared on Fridays in those days. So let me ask you, how did Fridays take advantage of how music was changing and evolving at the time? And I know, of course, being in Los Angeles was a big factor as well.
Yeah, that was one of the main things. Fridays came to be because ABC Network wanted a show to combat Saturday Night Live and wanted to do a late night comedy rock and roll show similar to SNL. And it was the first time out for a lot of us. And one of the things that we tried to do was to find a way to be different in that similar format from SNL. And one of the things that worked out great for us was we're in LA, the home of the record business. We had sound engineers and bookers for our rock and roll bands that bent over backwards to make sure that our audio on Fridays was 10 times better than SNL. And it was. So the word got out. If you want great audio on TV, do the Friday show. So we got everybody. It was spectacular. And we premiered a bunch of people.
Let's get into some of those names that you're talking about that appeared on the program. It was a premiere to a nationwide audience for The Pretenders and the United States premiere for a group called The Clash.
I was in heaven. It was wonderful. Well, Chrissy Hynde was a big fave of mine and The Pretenders. And actually, we did The Clash first on our third show. Once The Clash said they liked doing the show, The Pretenders came in. Joe Strummer was an amazing guy to meet. It was kind of surreal for that band. 3 months prior to being in Hollywood and doing American television, they were all living in a squat in London. So it was shell shock for those boys. Joe Strummer needed a dentist. He had a horrible toothache when he arrived in L.A., and the word went out, you know, does anybody have a dentist that they can recommend to Joe? And I said, yeah, I love my dentist, and so I took him to the dentist. That was London Calling. That was that album, and I still have my autographed copy. Chrissy and the Pretenders came on, and at that time, Chrissy Hynde was dating Ray Davies of the Kinks. So he came also, and I will never forget walking into the sound check rehearsal and seeing Ray Davies sitting in the front row. I almost lost it. Huge Kinks fan.
Chrissy of the Pretenders actually was a little nervous, and that's hard to believe, when she was getting ready for Fridays.
Chrissy, besides being one of the lone female stars in the rock business at the time, we have a great deal of pressure on her, and she had a lot of stage fright. I think she appreciated the atmosphere on the show, because I know Melanie and Brandis and I were very much welcoming of the female guests on the show, and we hung out with her a little bit.
Got this in pocket. Got battle. I'm gonna use it. Intention.
And she's also a big animal rights activist. She and Ray came over to my place, and because my cat had just had kittens, she wanted to see the kittens.
We're talking about some of the great music acts that played back in the 80s on the ABC TV show called Fridays, and cast member Mary Edith Burrell is with us on the Friday feature. The next group I want to ask you about are those lady rockers at the time, Heart.
Oh, my. I loved them back in the day, and I still love them today. I mean, you don't get a better rock voice than Ann Wilson. And Nancy Wilson is just an incredible musician, too. And she's since gone on to score films and do all kinds of things.
You have me down on my knees. Now, would you, Barracuda?
Back in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, the music business was super tough to begin with, and twice as tough on women. There was an atmosphere, especially in L.A., when bands like the Bangles and the Go-Go's and Joan Jett and people like that were trying to break out, Heart was feeling a lot of that pressure. Fridays was a big deal for them to score that gig. It was an opportunity, you know, for me personally to get to know Anne and Nancy. They liked to go thrift store shopping. I took them around L.A. to do some thrift store shopping, and they were recording, they were doing well, but they were stuck kind of in a medium echelon as far as record execs were concerned. I think they did pretty well.
You've already mentioned it about how one newer group would show up at the time and a more established artist would be there to see them, or they were connected with them somehow. There was a pretty big name that came by to watch Tom Petty when he was there, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. It was great to have Tom Petty on the show.
Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Well, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
The cast had dressing rooms upstairs behind the big soundstage. Guests and hosts and, you know, they were on the ground floor and we were all upstairs. And there was this little hallway. And my dressing room was at the very end of the hall. It was quieter. I had a little sofa, a little TV in there. And if I had time during the show where I didn't have to make a quick change on the floor, I could go upstairs and take a break. And I had a TV monitor in there so I could watch the show and, you know, make sure I'm back in time and all that kind of thing. Word got out somehow. People started hanging out in there during the show. And I didn't mind. It was kind of fun to have company, and I could always change in the bathroom or whatever. I was fine. One time, we were doing a sketch. Jimmy Carter was still president before Reagan became president. I would play Jimmy Carter's mother, Lillian, Grandma Carter.
I remember that.
And they would put gobs of prosthetic makeup on my face and give me a fat pad and put me in a tweed suit with granny shoes. And yeah, I'm making me look like this, you know, like 83-year-old woman. I'm coming off stage 100 miles an hour in my granny makeup and my granny suit, and I go bombing into my dressing room, and Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen are sitting on the sofa. I was a huge fan of both of them. There I am. I'm dressed like an 83-year-old woman. Not the way a girl wants to meet the boss, okay? So I was absolutely paralyzed. And Tom goes, hey, Mary Edith, hey, you have you met Bruce? I'm standing there going, how do you do, Mr. Springsteen? If you got to meet the boss, you got to meet the boss somehow.
I'm loving this about the interview is the fact you're telling us these things we would never know. What happened in your dressing room with some of the artists. Taking an artist to your apartment to see your kittens and to go shopping with Heart and so on. Whip it good. Devo was certainly different at that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we loved Devo. There was punk loud and clear in L.A. That era was also all about new wave. The new wave bands like Devo, there's all those art college bands, you know, like Talking Heads. We had a lot of surrealistic sketches on the show because we had a kick-ass art department and prop department and technical capability, and Devo dug it.
You said you did a little dancing off stage one week when the Stray Cats showed up.
Rockabilly Boys, Brian Setzer.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
If you didn't have to do a quick change or be in the next scene, or even if you did, how could you not dance to the music? To show some people having a good time.
It's been fantastic talking about these musical guests and music memories for so many of us, listening and growing up on that music and keeping it in our lives year after year that goes back to the late night comedy show Fridays when it was on ABC in the 80s. There is some news on a sad note about that program. One of your co-cast members, Brandis Kemp, had recently passed away.
Thank you so much, Paul. Yeah, I just found out that Brandis Kemp has passed away. When I found out that I was doing Fridays and that Brandis was going to be in the cast, I was thrilled because I'd seen her in a stage production of a show called El Grande de Coca-Cola, and she was spectacular, an incredible actress. Watch the box set. For whatever reason, Brandis is featured very heavily in the box set of Fridays. And I'm glad that, you know, we were able to dedicate this interview to her today.
For those of you that can remember Fridays and watching that program, this was a tremendous cast that would go on and do so many other things in the industry.
This was great, Paul. Thank you so much.
Mary Edith Burrell, formerly of the Los Angeles scene, has now been making Western North Carolina home for a while now. It's been a pleasure, and take care of yourself.
I will. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
That's the Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.